American at a time. America Tonight, of course, always right out of the gate. We talk to Talk Radio News, the true insiders inside the Beltway in D.C. Victoria Jones joins us. Victoria, it's almost the weekend. Aren't you glad? It's been a busy week in Washington, without a doubt. And before we get into the Senate approving the insiders trading, you know, the Stock Act, that bill, before we get into that, how about all the fireworks over Donald Trump? That guy can, he has never met a microphone he did not like. And he announces who he's endorsing, and it's not a surprise who he endorsed, is it?
No, he endorsed Mitt Romney. He endorsed the winner, and it was so interesting. There he was at the podium with his name on the podium. There's Mitt Romney's sign off to the side, barely in sight of the TV cameras. You could hardly see it.
The funny thing is, though, you were at the White House today, and tell everybody listening across America what Jay Carney said. He made like a little crack about Donald Trump and Obama and something with a comb over.
He did, but I think you have the quote better.
He said Obama wouldn't do that comb over thing, you know, because he was asked about it. And I thought that was hilarious. I mean, it kind of just goes to show you. I mean, this would be interesting for people to hear. When you're there day in and day out and you're trying to get questions in, and it's, I mean, it is like a little act. It is a little dance between Jay Carney, who's the liaison to the White House, basically, and the members of the media that are invited, that are there, where you go back and forth. So I think sometimes there's just days where people are like punch drunk and it just gets silly, right?
It does. It does get silly. And I mean, I don't know whether he'd been waiting for that or whether it just came to him and he couldn't resist. Or I mean, you know, it was like he was just having fun, I think.
Yeah. All right. So this was pretty much a layup. The insider trading, I mean, that just sailed through, didn't it, in the Senate?
Well, it did in the end, but it nearly didn't, even though it had its procedural vote and it did really well on Monday. Then it turned into what's known in Washington as a Christmas tree, where almost every senator, it got ridiculous, so ridiculous that Harry Reid started screaming from the Senate floor on Tuesday, basically telling people to stop. Everybody had an amendment of some form or another that basically turned this into the single most restrictive ethics bill ever in the history of the world.
Oh.
And it was crazy. And no. What you had was you had a lot of junior senators putting really restrictive ethics restrictions on things that senior senators might want, such as a ban on lobbying at all when you leave. And so you had Senator John Kyle going, well, that's stupid. Because he's leaving at the end of the year.
Right.
He might want to be a lobbyist. and then you had Rand Paul introducing an amendment saying, well, if you do become a lobbyist, then you have to give up your pension. And you had John Kyle saying, well, I don't see the point of that. And then, of course, you had the ever-present, well, the complete and utter total ban on earmarks. And that went, now the other ones, they didn't even get voted on. That went down to defeat. And that was sponsored by Senators Claire McCaskill and Pat Toomey. So that was bipartisan, the one to ban earmarks. But there was a solid block of Republicans who voted to preserve earmarks, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I love it. That's funny. Oh, that's very funny. So then, where you mentioned before Reid and how he's exploding and talking about the Christmas tree, this was sort of a different thing. But the payroll tax fight, we can't forget there's a deadline there, and this is still happening. I mean, somehow this gets lost in the sauce, and he's warning the Republicans, isn't he?
Yeah, because the conferees have had a couple of public meetings this week, and they've got some scheduled for next week. People are starting to say, this isn't going fast enough. You may have to meet in private. And he warned Republicans today that they'll be forced to vote multiple times on extending the payroll tax holiday if the Senate House conference deadlocks on the issue. Well, of course, they're not going to want to do that, because Democrats are a bit skeptical that Republicans even want to extend the payroll tax rate.
Yeah, yeah. One last one, and people I think will really be interested in this because we talk about this all the time, Victoria. The overseas workers, there's some House Democrats introduced a bill that what? Companies would have to reveal how many overseas workers they have. Is that right?
Yes, three House Democrats, including Representative Gary Peters of Michigan, have proposed a bill that would require U.S. companies to disclose how many overseas workers are in their employ. Called the Outsourcing Accountability Act, and it would amend current law, which now states companies must tell the Securities and Exchange Commission how many employees they have. Well, under the new law, companies would have to break out those numbers by country, and within the United States, companies would have to disclose how many employees they have in each state. So, of course, companies are going to say it's burdensome. But Representative Gary Peters of Michigan says, well, this would help consumers and investors make informed choices about whether they want to spend their hard-earned dollars on companies that create American jobs or companies that outsource them.
Oh, I can't wait to see what happens here. Victoria Jones, always fun to chat with you. Thanks for stopping by here on America Tonight. All right, coming up here on this hour of ATN, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to break down the big game, the Super Bowl. Many of you, I'm sure, have plans already. Maybe you bought the chicken wings and you're ordering the pizza. It's the number one day for ordering pizza. You know, hundreds, thousands and thousands of pizzas are actually ordered for the Super Bowl. The numbers are staggering when we talk about food in general. I know in a previous show I mentioned it to me. One of the craziest numbers is the fact that you've got 11.2 million estimated pounds of potato chips that will be wolfed down in honor of watching really what's now become practically a holiday in the United States. You know, the record for 111 million people watching last year is going to be shattered, especially with this matchup, a rematch in a sense of the Giants and the New England Patriots. And it doesn't kick off like it's a whole day long thing where people go to someone's house and they're there in the afternoon, and the kickoff isn't until 6:30 in the evening East Coast time. So we're going to talk about the game, breaking down some of the crazy bets that you can legally make in Las Vegas on the coin toss, on what Madonna is going to wear when she comes on to the field for the halftime show, all this kind of crazy stuff. Plus, coming up at the tail end of the hour, Fast and Furious. Oh, here we go again. Eric Holder trotted up to the hill, and this time, boy, they feasted on some Eric Holder. I think there's going to be a lot of squirming going on, and bravo to the family of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent who was killed thanks to those guns that were used in the name of this operation, in this the straw man, of course, dumping the guns on the Mexican cartels. So we'll give you all the nuts and bolts of that and some more hot opinion on it, because I think they need to nail this guy big time. I absolutely believe that they knew what was happening here, and instead of evasive maneuvers, they need to be honest about it. That's what America wants. We want politicians and people in government that when they make a mistake or something's happened, they give it to us straight. But we're going to give you the straight skinny on that coming up at the tail end, like I said, of this hour of America Tonight. Next, what about those chance encounters on planes? Have you ever done business with someone you met on a plane? Did you ever date anyone you met on a plane? Uh-huh. I'm going to introduce you to a woman who wrote a cool book called Is This Seat Taken? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now when the sun come up, I'll be there to say what up in the morning. Brush my teeth, find that cliff I've been looking for since last night. I feel so caught up in the bud. I feel somehow in my bedroom. Turn around, see myself in the mirror. I guess I'm cool. When those happy thoughts in my head.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And, of course, I fly a lot. I always have flown a lot because my family lives back east, and I went to school in the Midwest, and in the broadcasting career, have golf clubs and a microphone, will travel, and I've been all over the place, which is exciting, and you meet a ton of people. That's the thing, I've met a ton of people on airplanes, and have had some really interesting conversations, and actually a few friendships that lasted just by a chance encounter on a plane. So I'm going to introduce you to a woman who knows all about that. She wrote the book, as I mentioned, called Is This Seat Taken? Her name is Kristen Kaufman. And, you know, it's those random encounters, as she says in the book, random encounters that change your life. Kristen, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks, Kate. It's great to meet you.
So it's really true. I have I had a pilot that tried to pick me up one time on a plane, but I was married and he was nice, and so he wasn't being jerky. He didn't know I didn't have a ring on then because I had left it back at home by accident or something. But we had a nice conversation, and he showed me his log book, and it was explaining the whole thing about flying because he was catching a ride. They call it deadheading. He was deadheading across the country. So that was just a crazy, interesting encounter. And then I also met somebody that wanted to advertise on a show I was doing, of all things. He turned out to be a CEO of a company, and sure enough, he did advertise on a show. And I didn't just blurt out what I had done for a living. It just came up in the course of that conversation. And I've met some really nice people, too. I'm sure that you've probably had those same kind of encounters, right?
I totally have. I mean, your stories are kind of ringing back a lot of memories. When I was traveling as a global road warrior, you know, the most favorite people I would ever see would be the ones that would greet me at the airport. They'd have my name on a placard, and I would go, thankfully, somebody had my name on a placard when I arrived at 1 a.m. in Nairobi, and, you know, somebody was there to pick me up. So you meet these random people that have such a tremendous effect on your life.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, there was a movie that George Clooney did.
Yeah.
It was last Christmas time it was out, called Up in the Air.
Yeah.
Of course, there's other things. Talk about Road Warrior. There's other things that happen in it. But I think there's streams of people being friendly, and you picked that up in that movie. Didn't you think?
Oh, I totally do. I loved that movie. Actually, it was really funny that you should bring that up. I loved that movie, and yet it was a sad movie to me on a lot for a lot of reasons, because so many people go through these road warrior life spans that we all have. And they're, I mean, I just left a book signing where everybody at that book signing, honestly, Kay, could relate to me, because they're arriving at 2 o'clock in the morning at some weird city, and they sat next to somebody on the airplane that they didn't really want to talk to, but they ended up talking to them, and they all had something positive to say about some experience that they had had that was totally serendipitous. They could not have planned it. If they had tried to map it out, they could not have planned it. So it's just, if we stay open to it, Kate, that was the whole reason why I wrote the book, because I wanted people to stay open to what potentially could just cross our path without even knowing that it was going to cross our path.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you another quick, funny story. It's really, I have a lot of these stories.
I bet you have a ton.
I got on a plane one time, and listeners, you can appreciate this. I got on a plane from Dallas, Texas, to go back east to Washington, and it was for work. It was work-related, and I got on the plane late. I was one of the last people there, but, you know, I got on, and I went to my seat, and the guy sitting next to me, I wonder if he's even listening, his name's Shane Ferris. It turned out that some of my really good friends were some of his best friends, and there we were in the two, you know, where you just have two seats on the side? We were in the two seats together. We start talking, and almost within 3 minutes we realize, my gosh, we have the same best friends and we just have never met.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
It's like you have to be nice all the time, Kate.
I know. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Know.
Be nice. You never know. Somebody might figure something out. So that's what, and you talk about that. Isn't it about just being present?
Yes. I mean, there were three primary reasons why I wrote the book, not to get too philosophical, but the first was being present in the moment. So much of the time right now, our heads are buried in Blackberries and iPhones, and we totally turn out, you know, or tune out the world around us. And we miss everything because we've got our nose buried in technology, which, of course, I love technology. I was a technology executive for many, many years. But at the end of the day, we need to press the flesh and look eyeball to eyeball, and that is where the real magic happens. And so it's staying present in the moment, being awake to those chance encounters, because you never know what that chance encounter could bring into your life or that you could bring into their life. And then the last point was, we're really all connected, Kate. I mean, we're not little islands floating around this universe. We truly are all connected, and we are in Earth school, and we're here to teach, and we're here to learn, and we do that oftentimes without even knowing that we're doing it. And so those were the three big points that I was trying to get across in this book, and in a way that was not preachy, teachy, but truly just my own personal journey when I was had a 747 strapped to my back, you know, when I was traveling the world.
Well, you got to give us, it's not fair, you got to give us a story. What's your, if I asked you for your best story, because you did what I did, you were probably traveling more than me, what's your best story, your best chance encounter?
Oh, man, you know, everybody asks me that. It's so hard because there is not one, just one best one, and they're all very different. There's Mr. Fancy Pants. So Mr. Fancy Pants is a story, you know, about a, you know, you've got your own, probably you have in your head a Mr. Fancy Pants. He's in a Zegna suit. He has an Hermes tie. He comes in. He's got a Vulcan headset on. He's talking really loudly about all of his, you know, wonderful, fabulous accomplishments in life. And he's walking into the Admiral's Club at LaGuardia. And he's talking very loudly about all of his successes, and everybody's listening to him. And he sits down and he slams his phone down and he's upset, and he says, give me a, you know, Knob Creek rocks, you know, water back. You know, he's just very officious, and everybody's, he's got everyone's attention. And then all of a sudden he says something to the bartender like, I wish someone would love me if I lived in a tent, because he was so upset that he had been trying to achieve so much and do so much, and he still wasn't getting what he really wanted. And the bartender looks at him and says, would you love yourself if you lived in a tent? And, of course, everybody in the bar, you know, it was such wisdom coming from this bartender. And so, you know, the story goes on, you know, Caden, it's very... it's just very real. It's very authentic. It actually happened. There were people in the bar that I'm confident took as much away from that incidental encounter as that I did, because the man sat there and confided in the bartender about his trials, his tribulations. Of course, the bartender is the psychologist of all road warriors, right?
Right.
He's giving him as much counsel as he could, and everybody walked away with certainly something that they could take home. I wrote a story about it, you know, and there have been a million Mr. Fancy Pants that I've bumped across in my life, and I feel certain you have too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And thinking of Valentine's Day coming up, I bet there's a lot of people who have met on planes or through airports or whatever, just those encounters we're talking about, where they might have dated and even married somebody. We don't know the statistics on it, but I bet there's some pretty good ones.
Oh, I'm certain of it. In fact, you know, as I've traveled around the country doing these book signings, one woman who is actually Italian met her American husband with the exact line, "Is this seat taken?" And they were sitting, I mean, this is just a fabulous story. It is not in the book, but it was a fabulous story from one of my signings where she said, I was sitting, you know, waiting for a bus to come, and the man comes up to me, and he was a very affluent, successful man. He comes and he sits down and he says, is this seat taken? And she said, no. And that began their courtship, and they married, and they've been married for 40-something years, and they have three lovely daughters, and yada, yada, yada. So, yes, to answer your question, most certainly people have met their significant others through just being open to someone who says, is this seat taken?
Yeah. All right, pick up the book, author Christian Kaufman. Thanks so much for coming on.
Is this seat taken? Great line. What fun.
Yeah.
You are a dynamo.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun, definitely. Pick up her book, Barnes & Noble. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Love that line. Oh, just think about it. So random, those encounters. And I guarantee a lot of you listening have some of those encounters, too. Hopefully they're nice encounters, you know. Hopefully you sat next to some really good people. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're talking Super Bowl next. We're breaking it down because don't forget we have Nail the Score coming up in our third hour of America Tonight. Ooh, you could win the Magellan GPS wireless system and bragging rights if you nail the score of the Super Bowl. Hang with us.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply, and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Talk to you again soon. Well, finally, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Do you have your chips ready? Do you have your suds ready? And you have your big screen TV ready to roll. Giants and the Patriots, shades of February 2008. What a game that was. And, of course, we love the Buddha. This is it, the final game of the season. Steve Vooden from PickNation.com. I hope he doesn't have any chips. I think he's got healthy chips. He's in our virtual green room. Buddha, how are you?
Forget the chips. What color will the Gatorade bath be this year? If you're willing to bet on blue, you'll get +10 to 1, red +8 to 1, but I'm advising all my clients to bet on clear because you never know. Those linemen pick up that big Gatorade jug. It could be the water jug. If it comes out clear, you win that way, or if it's Gatorade clear, you win. Two ways to win for one bet. Bet the clear on the Gatorade bath prop.
Wow. I love that. I love that tip. I'm going to do it. So forget the red, forget the blue, and go with the clear instead. It's such an iconic moment now whenever these coaches win. I don't even know how that all got started, but I can't remember from the time I was a kid, Steve, to now that I haven't seen that happen every single time.
The last time I remember, I mean, the furthest time I can remember it from is the Giants, Bill Parcells over the Bills and getting, Lawrence Taylor dumping the big Gatorade jug over his head. I don't remember anything before that.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything before that, period.
I think I'm with you. We may be from that same generation. So the other thing is there's all these cool prop bets like the one you just mentioned. A big one, I don't know how many people bet on this, but I know that when I lived in Vegas, people were always talking about the coin flip.
Right. To me, this is the most Neanderthal bet that they offer. I can't believe that they have the gall to even offer this bet. I mean, if you really want to bet on a coin toss, every day could be the Super Bowl for you. Just go into a room with a friend of yours, with a quarter, and hey, it's the Super Bowl. I just never understood that bet. At least the other bets, there's some thought process. There's no thought process. If you're out there and you're betting on the coin toss, take a quarter out of your pocket, put it in a payphone, dial 1-800-GAMBLER, get yourself some help.
Yeah, heads I win, tails you lose. I like that bet the best. That would be my favorite, the best sucker bet going. But there are bets on who scores first and also point totals. And to me, I think that's a better way to go. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, the bet that I like this year, and there's 300 of them, I like to bet on either Brady or Eli Manning, whichever team you think is going to win as the MVP. You can get 6-7-1 on either one of them. And the way these two teams, the way their makeup is, I don't see anyone else getting the MVP other than the quarterbacks. So I think that's a good play right there. In the same respect, Madonna, if she has blonde hair, if you think she's going to have blonde hair, we're talking about not her natural hair, just the hair that she shows up with, -4-1, that's the favorite. Any other color, +3-1, you can also lay 2-1 that my kids think Madonna is Lady Gaga's grandmother.
But at least Kelly Clarkson is singing the national anthem. There's a better chance that your son at least knows who she is, maybe.
Maybe. And there's also a prop on whether to wear a skirt or not.
Ooh, really?
-190 that she will not, +170 that she will.
I'm going to say no way she's not wearing a skirt.
No way, man. She got heavy, didn't she?
Yeah, no way. Yeah, she got heavy. No way. Oh, that's not happening. I think that's a safe bet. Now, do you like this matchup that after we've talked all season long, is this good that it comes down to the Giants and the Patriots?
Well, I think it's good for the sport. I think it's good for, for gambling because this will be the most watched and the most gambled on a Super Bowl in the history simply because we have, dual themes between revenge. We also have like a retro theme going on. It's a throwback Super Bowl. We see two quarterbacks here take the spotlight. And that kind of reminds you of the good old days, when you had teams like the Cowboys playing the Steelers year after year in the Super Bowl with those great quarterbacks, Staubach against Bradshaw. This is that type of feel. You also have, the element of the Bill Parcells tree and his two branches and Coughlin and Belichick, and these guys, believe me, they don't play tic-tac-toe. They play chess. And that's why we've seen such tight battles and such tight, games between these two teams in the past. Look, at the end of the day, I think it comes down to defense. If we look at the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl compared to this time, the one big improvement is the giant front four. They're going to make Brady feel like Romney in a soup kitchen. He will be nervous.
I like that. Plus, Brady, he's been unpredictable this year. There have been times where, and that sounds weird to say that, because if you look at his statistics, certainly anyone just looking at the naked statistics would say, what are you talking about? But you've seen him. You've seen some of the rough games for Brady. I don't know. To me, I think what you just described is what we're looking at happening. I think that's the key matchup on the field, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's why we've seen this line. So, by the way, this is the most over-talked about, over-analyzed game. Normally we spend, a week on 12 to 15 games. Here you have 2 weeks, everybody focused on one game. There is no angle that hasn't been discussed already. But that's why we've seen the line go from 3.5 to 3 now, which is a very big move, and that says the nation is trending towards the Giants. We've also seen the total go from 56 down to 54 along those same trend lines. If you're feeling that the Giants are going to win this game, then they got to hold they got to hold New England to 21 points or less, and that's going to come usually with an under there.
Yeah, so would you say under? Would that be your choice, under?
That is my bet. I think that in looking at the way, remember the last time these two teams played in Gillette Stadium, no one scored a touchdown for the entire first half. So, these guys play it tight. They always do. The last time in the Super Bowl was a very low-scoring Super Bowl for them. I think it'll be the same now. And I think that Belichick's defense will play a lot better than their 31st ranking, as they have this entire postseason. And that's because when it comes down to one game, one plan, with no tomorrow, there's nobody better than Belichick.
Yeah, so you're also saying Pats then.
I'm not. I'm not saying the Giants. I'm not saying that's too hard for me to call. I'm going to be, rooting for New York because I'm a New Yorker. But
yeah.
I wouldn't put my money on New York in this game, but I do think it will go under.
All right, it will go. You sound just like an attorney. I don't know if you're guilty or you're innocent. I'm here to look at the facts.
And the other thing is, it's early. It's still early. There's so much. I mean, obviously.
Right. There's things that can happen.
I don't buy that. That's Bill Belichick at his best. You know, whether he's putting Brady in a sling or Gronkowski in a can of cash, he's messing with everybody's minds.
Yeah, he's smart. He's good. Absolutely, I agree with you. So that's some sage advice. Hey, before we let you fly, first of all, you said you're a New Yorker, so I understand that. So I understand about the Giants, but
like to keep my heart and my wallet completely separated.
Absolutely. You've told us that all along. Every time we've talked to you, we've mentioned that as far as gambling is concerned, it's the biggest day for gambling. So is Pick Nation? Does the website just explode?
It does, and it's bittersweet because as great as we do, we know that it's also the end. At that point, everyone, pretty much hibernates until August again. We get a drop off of about 50% when it comes to basketball, but those are your everydayers, and basketball is a 7-day occurrence, where football, you're mostly weekend warriors. So, I mean, it's a transition in the business, and it's bittersweet. We're happy. We love the Super Bowl. But like the prom, it's the last dance.
Yeah, I feel the same way. We do nail the score. It's huge. And we have so much fun. We talk to you about football, and we love it, and people love it. The response has been absolutely great. And I guess the next big thing, and you're talking about hoops, I think the big dance gets a lot of attention. Do you find that you get a lot of attention for that, too?
Well, the three-week March Madness period is the most concentrated betting period on a three-week. It's more volume than the entire playoffs and the Super Bowl combined.
Yeah. Well, so that tells you, because people, maybe even people normally that don't get into it, get into it. And part of that is just even office pools and then other people being intrigued and going to your sites and that kind of stuff.
7-day commitment. You have people betting 7 days a week, for 3 weeks straight, as compared to just on Sunday in the NFL during the playoffs and Super Bowl. So you just can't compare it. The level of dedication from a March Madness bettor is far greater than any dedication from a football fan or bettor that just has to kind of, wake up in time to watch the game on Sunday rather than be involved in games that have staggered starts 7 days a week from, 12 noon until 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, keeping up with the whole thing, absolutely. Hey, Buddha, it's been great. Have fun watching the game. Good luck, and I'm going to tell everyone, go to picknation.com.
You got it. Thank you so much, and good luck also.
Yeah, enjoy the game once again. It has been a great year. Thank you so much, Buddha. Everyone's taking your advice, I'm sure. Good luck to everyone out there, and thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. And the answer is, Allie C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allie C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to make it.
All right, we're heading for the finish line here on America Tonight. Big testimony on the Hill. Once again, Eric Holder trotted out to answer for Fast and Furious. And it happened to be Groundhog Day, so there was a couple of references to that. What's now happened, let me fast forward and give you a few little nuts and bolts of this thing, if you're keeping score at home. We know what Fast and Furious is. It's the gun running up that went awry, and now the guns are showing up at various murder sites, and including, unfortunately, the bullet-riddled body of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent. And that murder especially really opened up the Pandora's box of how did this happen, who knew what was going on, who was in charge of the operation, all that kind of stuff. And it's been more like a pass-the-buck around the Justice Department kind of game than I think I've ever seen the entire time that I've covered politics or covered the ATF, the Justice Department, any of that. And so now, for probably the fourth time, Eric Holder has been brought up to talk about, okay, what about subpoenaed all the documents and they're not giving all the documents up, and already they have 80,000 pieces of paper. I just find it so hard to believe that there's 80,000 memos, and yet Eric Holder didn't know what was happening until Brian Terry turned up dead. And that's the problem. I don't think anyone's really buying that, although they continue to say, listen, there's nothing that happened here. There's no kind of a cover-up. It's not what you think. So this is part of what it's a little kaleidoscope of what it sounded like earlier in the day. And this is Thursday, a little bit late into the day on Thursday. You have Congressman Daryl Issa, of course, who's been heavy in this, talking, really grilling Holder and referring to the Groundhog Day scenario with Fast and Furious. Henry then chips in, and Congressman Henry, and then you have Eric Holder, too, trying to sort of answer or say, you know, why are you grilling me on this, so to speak, because we were disciplined and this is not ridiculous. So take a listen.
Today is Groundhog Day again. This committee has lost its patience to wait longer. We will not wait until next Groundhog Day to get answers for the American people, for Brian Terry, and for others.
13 months later, we have possibility of somebody actually being punished for an agent being killed. This is absolutely absurd. Mr. Chairman, I yield the balance of my time to you.
No, it's not absurd. It takes time to build a case that you're going to be able to take before a jury, though I've not as yet. There have been personnel changes made at ATF. We obviously have a new U.S. attorney in Arizona. We have made personnel switches at ATF. People have been moved out of positions. It's not absurd. It takes time to build a case that you're going to be able to take before a jury with a high standard of proof, convict somebody, hold them accountable.
All right, once again, that was testimony about Fast and Furious, the op before the House Judiciary Committee, and you heard his side of this, and this was it's aptly named Fast and Furious because the fact that we allowed weapons from the U.S. to pass into these suspected gun smugglers so the arms could be traced, but they end up in the Mexican drug cartel hands, it was a stupid idea in the first place. So if they were spitballing around a room coming up with it, I can't imagine that this didn't go all the way up to the top. We've been down this road and talked about this, but how did this not go all the way up to the top when you're talking about the vast amounts of resources that you would be using in the first place? But Holder's sticking to a story saying, listen, there's no attempt at any kind of a cover-up, period, and we're not going to be hiding behind any kind of privileges or anything like that. So this hearing comes on the heels of Senator Charles Grassley, for one, asserting that, you know, they're covering up what happened in this very flawed gun smuggling scenario. And this has been going on now for over a year and a half. And what I love is, I don't love that these people are going through it, but I love that the family is pursuing this because Brian Terry's family filed a $25 million claim against the ATF. It's not about the money. It's about smoking this out and getting hardcore answers about who knew what, where are these other missing memos, or do we have all the memos? You know, where is all this stuff? How does an AG not have that? So they're just gonna have to give up every single box they have. That's the thing. I mean, it was a botched operation. 1,400 weapons were sold to scumbag low-level straw purchasers who supplied the drug gangs and other criminals with these drugs, and it was lost during the tracking process of this by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agents. That's it. I mean, 700 firearms connected to people in the investigation have been recovered. 700. But do the math. This is simple math. Where's the rest of them? They're showing up in crime scenes all over Mexico and in the U.S. and in Nogales, Arizona, where Brian Terry was killed. And Holder says, to be clear, he didn't learn about the murder of his Border Patrol agent until 24 hours after his death, and at the time didn't know that the weapons were tied to Fast and Furious that were at the scene, and didn't know about the op until the beginning of 2011 after he got a letter from Senator Grassley. So around the end of January is what he's saying, that there's no cover-up. He knew nothing about it. He knew nothing about it. And look, they got to constitutionally, come on, they have to look under every rock. They have to check this out. I mean, I think they do. They've got to look in every possible light they can shine on this. That has to happen here, because it just seems, just to me, incredulous that the higher ups didn't know. I mean, listen, really, not one shred. Now, what they're saying too, the Democrats are saying that there is not any evidence that would contradict Eric Holder's testimony. They're saying they don't have a witness, they don't have a document, they don't have an email, and they don't have any of this stuff that, you know, that he authorized the gun walking deal in the first place, the tactics that were used in this. So this isn't going to be solved in the next couple of months. I think that this is going to be drawn out all the way through, by the way, probably the rest of this year. It'll go hand in hand with the case that the family filed. That's what's going to happen. And I think it's good that they filed that. And I think that absolutely they should grill Holder. When you're in that position, there's a thing called a CYA. And I think some CYA is going on. Otherwise, they're just idiots. I mean, how could you not pump something up all the way up? Think about this in your own personal experiences. In any work situation that you've been in, the chain of command, how picky are people in corporations about the chain of command? And when someone breaks that link, so that's why it's just, I think for most of the American people, it's just hard to really believe that he didn't know, that he had no clue what was happening. So the Senate, will they dismiss the charges? They could. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. There was no charges, but could they just get rid of this whole thing, dump this whole thing, the Senate say punt it, and okay, we've done the investigation and that's it, and that's all we can do. I think that because of the lawsuit, more of this comes out. And, you know, the avalanche of the Freedom of Information Act request for this is growing at an unbelievable breakneck pace. So this is not going away. Let's see the truth. The truth will stand, whatever it is. And the program was about, I think, partially gun control and having these American guns go into Mexico. There you go. Then you can say, oh, this is a scandal. Look what happens. Right? Yeah. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me. AmericaTonight.net.